When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. With Capella University's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Stay Roasted. Stay Roasted brings the neighborhood coffee roaster experience right to your doorstep. Choose from over 40 of America's top craft coffee roasters. They'll match their finest in-season coffee beans to your taste preferences, roast them to perfection, and deliver them to you at peak freshness. Visit stayroasted.com/MBA to experience your first bag of freshly roasted coffee for free, plus shipping. Again, that's stayroasted.com/MBA. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show explores the question, can you build a successful business alone? Is it actually possible to do this on your own, or do you need a business partner? Do you need to build the team around you? We talk about this in depth and give some really good examples, as well as what are some limitations if you decide to go out alone? What are some of the challenges you're going to face? What are some of the advantages? This episode first aired a year ago, but we're rebroadcasting it to make sure that you get a chance to listen to it. It's chock full of great tips, and it really explores that topic that a lot of you might be thinking about as you're starting your business by yourself. Enjoy, and we'll check you tomorrow in a fresh new episode. Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that you can rely on to give you your daily business building goodness with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's episode, you will learn, can you build a successful business alone? Can you build a business from scratch, monetize, grow, and be successful as a solopreneur, as somebody who doesn't have any employees and just does it on their own? I know many of you are listening are in this position. You don't have a large team. It's just you in the trenches building your business. And you're kind of wondering, can I do this alone? Can I actually build a successful business without hiring employees or bringing in a partner? So I answer this huge question, a question I had myself a few times in my career, and share with you a few case studies as well. So let's get down to business. For the majority of my entrepreneurial journey, I was a lone wolf. I've built businesses by myself. It's only recently in the last few years that I've had the pleasure to have a business partner, Nicole, and be able to build the businesses that we have together. And yes, we don't do it alone. We do have a team of employees that work with us to build the $100 MBA and Webinar Ninja. But I want to answer this question directly out of my own experience, as well as the experiences of my friends in entrepreneurship that I know have done it alone. First of all, let's define this question, can you be successful building a business alone? Well, we need to define what successful means. And in my opinion, success in entrepreneurship, in business, means that you create a business that has value to the world. You're helping people out in a certain area while making enough profit to cover your business expenses, as well as to take care of your personal life. So for example, if you're a basketball coach and you have a blog on teaching youngsters how to improve their dribbling skills, that's your whole website, and you have an ebook that you sell, and through this business that you do alone, you make an income of, let's say, $4,000. You make $4,000 in sales every month. Let's say your expenses for the business is roughly $500. That leaves you with $3,500. If $3,500 covers your expenses, your regular monthly expenses in life, in my book, you are successful. Now, that may seem simple or maybe a low goal, but in fact, it's a stretch goal if you compare it to some of the big businesses out there. There are so many big businesses out there, they're not even profitable yet. More money is being spent than they're making. So if you're at that point where I just talked about, where you're making money to cover your business expenses and cover your personal expenses as an individual, then you should be proud of that. In my book, that is success. You are doing what you love, adding value to the world, and doing it on your terms. while having enough money to live your lifestyle. So if that is the definition of success, if we can agree upon that, then yes, you can build a business on your own and make enough money to sustain yourself, because you really don't need hundreds of thousands of dollars in order to be successful. You know, I've built many businesses on my own and have reached that level of success and beyond, and I did it all by myself. And there are businesses where I had many employees, and there's a different flavor to each business model. And I think the reason why this question is important, because there are many people that like to keep things small. They want to run the business by themselves. They don't want to manage people. I mentioned Jason Zook, who's a friend of mine, who runs his whole business by himself. He has a couple partners in different businesses, but he really has no employees. And he likes it that way. He keeps it small for a reason, because he'd rather not manage people. And he has enough self-awareness to understand that that's what he wants, and he keeps his business in that structure. And he's a very successful entrepreneur. So you definitely can do it. You definitely can do it alone. But are there limitations to your business? Are there any downfalls by just keeping your business to yourself and only working by yourself? Of course there's limitations. There's a limit to how large you can scale your business. There's only so much you can do. There's only a certain amount of hours you have access to in the day. And yes, you can leverage through marketing or ads or things like that to grow your business, but that has its limitations too. And somebody's got to manage those things. So when you're doing the marketing, you can't be doing the production of your business, whether that's creating content for your blog or podcast or making videos or creating products to sell. But that doesn't mean it's wrong. It doesn't mean it's the wrong way to do business. If you want to keep things simple and you can scale your business by yourself to a point where you're living very comfortably, but if you want to grow your business to a point where you're reaching a lot of people, where you're becoming a household name, and you're able to spread the different facets of your business against people that are experts at it, then you're going to need to do some hiring. The thing that I realized after being a lone wolf for a very long time, building my business on my own, is that I can't be an expert at everything. I can't be a marketing expert, a Facebook expert, a web design expert, a content expert. I can't be all these different experts at the same time. It's very hard to focus on more than one thing at a time. So I just honed in on my strengths, just focused on that, and try to find great talent in the different areas. And there's certain things in your business you're just not going to enjoy doing. And if you want somebody else to do it, you're going to have to hire. You know, I'm not the kind of person that says, you know, everything about building a business is all roses. There are a lot of mundane tasks you have to do. There are a lot of things that really can get under your skin. And you can either just deal with it and have a different mindset about it and do it on your own, or you can use some of the profits you make to hire somebody else to deal with the things that are a little less pleasant in your book. So you definitely can grow a business on your own. And I've seen it done many times with very successful entrepreneurs. And most of them do it because they purposely want to keep it small. And it's not the only option to do it all by yourself. You can have an assistant, you can have a VA, you can keep it to a small team of three people. You know, Instagram started out with five people and they had a thriving business with a small team of five people. They grew it later on and sold it to Facebook for $1 billion. But there are great entrepreneurs that have very, very small teams, two, three people. I know Paul Jarvis is one of those. He was a guest teacher on an earlier episode of the $100 MBA show. I think he was our second guest teacher. But the point here is that it's not all or nothing. You don't have to be, you know, Apple or be Disney World, where it's the largest single site employer in the world. And you don't have to be by yourself, you know, tinkering away in your basement. You can have a small team of two, three, four people and do very well. But to answer the question, yes, you can do it alone. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Stay Roasted. For entrepreneurs, top quality coffee isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. But exceptional coffee requires finding exceptional beans. Thankfully, there's Stay Roasted. With Stay Roasted, you get 100% specialty grade coffee beans, hand selected to your tastes and delivered at peak freshness. Best of all, it's simple. Just set some basic preferences and let your roasters take care of the rest. Yeah, your roasters. Pick from dozens of America's top craft coffee roasters to be your personal roaster lineup. Your top roaster will match you with the finest beans and deliver them fresh. When it's time for refill, your next roaster is already queued and ready to roast. Stay Roasted plans start at only 60 cents per brewed cup, and there's no commitments. Try it for yourself. Visit stayroasted.com/MBA to experience your first bag of freshly roasted coffee for free, plus shipping. That's stayroasted.com/MBA. Give it a try for free. Guys, to wrap up today's lesson, if you are a solopreneur, somebody who's doing it all by yourself, know that you can do it. If you're in the struggle right now, if you're in the building phase, it's okay. It's par for the course. And actually, I don't recommend you grow your team until you financially are ready for it. Get to the point where you're sustainable. Get to the point where you're feeling comfortable financially with your business. Then think about expanding and reinvesting with your profits. I'm always a proponent of going minimal viable. I'm always a proponent of starting small and growing at your own pace. So if you're there right now, don't feel bad. Don't feel like you're not successful. There's plenty of successful people that do it alone, and you can do it too. And if you do want to grow beyond that, it can happen as well. But you got to start with yourself first. You got to start with being successful at a smaller scale. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. Guys, we love giving you these daily business lessons, but we also love hearing from you. If you have a question, we love to answer questions on the weekends. Every weekend is Q&A weekend here on the $100 MBA show. So email us at contact@100mba.net. And if you just want to give us some love and give us some feedback, we would love to hear it in an iTunes rating and review. If you're on your iPhone, just click on the cover art. You'll see a link that says give us a rating and a review. Click on that link. The rest is a piece of cake. If you're on your computer, just go to 100mba.net/show. On the bottom of the page, all the instructions are there. Thank you in advance for that. All right, guys, I want to leave you with this. One of the hidden benefits that people don't talk about when you're growing a business by yourself, alone, as a solopreneur, is that you get to discover what kind of entrepreneur you are. Every entrepreneur is different. Every person can give different kinds of value. The kind of value that Richard Branson gives is a different value than Gary Vaynerchuk, is a different value from Oprah Winfrey, is a different value from, you know, Mark Cuban. And you, as an entrepreneur, give different types of value. And at the start, you're not really sure what your value is. And by building a successful business, a small business by yourself, you start to learn that. So enjoy the process and recognize that this is a great exercise in honing in what exactly you offer the world. All right, guys, I hope that helps, and hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then, guys. Take care. You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.